I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1294, Entering a Story in Progress. There are times when I'm watching a football game, and when it ends, the station switches to another game already in progress. Now, I wasn't there when that game started. I didn't see all the plays. I missed the feats and the foibles of the players up to that point. But yet, here I am. The game is already at a certain point, and I didn't see exactly how it got there. The score is what it is, and the time left shows on the screen. And I begin from there. It's important to know that as we talk with other people, as we interact with them, they are a story already in progress. If we're going to love them like Jesus, we have to understand that there's a lot that's gone on that we weren't privy to. There are a lot of mountaintops and valleys we didn't get to see. And right now, as we speak with them, as they interact with us, whether it's a good interaction or a poor one, we're still entering their story that's already in progress. T2G is about the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And loving others well is understanding that when we talk with someone, there's a lot that's brought them to that moment that we didn't get to see. In the book Subversive Spirituality, Eugene Peterson put it this way: I enter a room now, not wondering what I'm going to do or say, but what the risen Christ has already done, already said. I come in on a story that is in progress, something that is resurrection already going on. Sometimes I can clarify a word, sharpen a feeling, help recover an essential piece of memory, but always dealing with what the risen Christ has already set in motion, already brought into being. That's kind of exciting, isn't it? That means that before we got to that person's life, God has already been in that person's life. He's already been drawing them. He's already been wooing them. He's already been forming them. And we get to just be a part of what God is already in the process of doing. While it's not possible to physically enter someone else's life, you can certainly become a meaningful part of their story by building a genuine connection and offering your support for that brief time that you get to walk their path. Here's the great question: who's the person in your life right now that most needs your patient presence as you enter their story that's already in progress? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, filled with gratitude for the opportunity to connect with other people's lives. Help us to recognize that we can't enter their life as in a physical presence, but we can be a part of their journey. We can make a difference in their story. Give us wisdom to understand their struggles. Give us compassion to empathize with their pain. Give us strength to support them through their challenges. Help us to be a source of love and kindness and inspiration in their life, even if it's only for a brief moment. Guide our actions and our words that may be a positive impact on their story. May our paths cross for a reason, and may we bring light and hope and encouragement into their world. God, we trust your divine plan, knowing that we're here to serve your purposes in the lives of others. That's what true love is all about. Thanks, Lord, for the opportunity to make a difference even today by being a blessing on someone else's journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1295. And in the meantime, the poet wrote, "In tales of adventure and glory, I find myself part of their story. With honor and pride, I stood by their side in the chapters of life, full and gory." We're talking today about the honor of walking part of someone else's path, being on the journey with them, even for a season. And the key to T2G is recognizing that that journey, that story, didn't just begin when you got there. That person has been made and formed by all that's gone on in his or her life before. The hurts, the rejections, the pain of life may have formed their bitterness or their anger, or their rude treatment of you in this moment. So give them some grace. And remember, it's not about you. You are entering a story already in progress.